Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get it. Okay, this is sounding a little loud. Okay, and it's sounding a little, yes. Sounding a little bit, giving a lot-ish, giving a lot. Yes. All right, so we are here. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. We got to get into some things, child. They say Bobby Valentino done got caught up again. Low-key done got caught up and creeped up on. And the girls have seen it. The girls have caught it. The girls have caught it. All right, get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. We got to get into some things, okay? I just want to make sure I'm sounding okay. You guys let me know. Am I in here? Are we in and out? Or are we good? Drop some bells and bombs if we good. Okay, because it just sounds like it's doing a lot for me. All right, boom. Let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live. Okay, and back with another video. We are here to get into some things. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Now, I promise you this is not going to be a lengthy live. And I know I say that, then here we are an hour and a half later. It's not going to be like that because I have things to do. But we are going to get into some things. Oh, they said it's a little bit of static. Okay. I don't like that.
So,
is it still staticky? Let me hear it. Because I got too many mics for it to still be staticky. Okay. They said it's no static. Okay, boom. It was a little static earlier, so that's why I was trying to figure out what was going on with everything. All right, so boom. All right, so let's talk about it. What is going on, everybody? So the first thing we're going to get into, we're getting into Bobby Valentino, and then we're going to be getting into Jaguar Wright, okay? I picked these two topics today because the Bobby Valentino kind of went over my head because it got posted and deleted. Because the gays and the girls were going haywire, and they were upset that it got posted. So they bullied him. I'm assuming they bullied poor Kyle into deleting it. However, but we got some clips of it because it's still on the internet. Now, but before we get into that, I want to get into this Jaguar Wright situation with Summer Walker. Now, Jaguar Wright really, really triggers me. I'm not really, really into her. You guys may remember her from last week or 2 weeks ago where she was dragging Common, saying that Common tried to sexually assault her. Remember, I'm not playing it. And I was like, girl, how are you just going to jump out the window and say this man just tried to sexually assault you and just out of nowhere and just, you know what I mean? And then people were getting mad at me for saying that. And so they were ready to cancel me. So I didn't do the topic. I let it go. So, well, she's back, right? And now, hold on. So now she's back, and she's projecting some of her issues and things onto other people, and just assuming that other women have been sexually abused or, you know, physically touched or things like that. And to me, I'm like, that's very, 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 very ignorant. And I'm not into her. I feel like she might have gotten a little attention from her little rants on Instagram, and she's trying to probably make this a brand now. I think she was a singer or something before. I didn't know much about her. I only discovered her through her rants on social media. So now she's just doing a lot of ranting and a lot of talking and just saying dumb shit. And, you know, I don't think that it's cool. So let's listen to what she's saying, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, so Summer Walker responded. So here's what Summer Walker responded and said. I don't know if y'all can see those, but I'll read it to you. I'm going to read on my phone because y'all can't see. Summer Walker says, first, number one, I ain't never been touched. I'm a child of God. I'm highly protected, and I'm highly favored. Honey, ain't nothing ever happened to me. Fortunately, I've been beyond blessed enough to never have to experience no ish like that. Two, a mother effa would definitely get clapped, knocked off. Anyone who actually knows me knows that. Three, I'm highly intelligent. I'm a highly intelligent introvert and prefer to not interact with people, because a lot of mother effers are thrown off, like you. You're a primary example of why I don't have time. Four, you are weird as F. You don't make something up as serious as rank about somebody you don't even know and then try to blast someone about it. I need you to be more productive with your time and platform. I don't know you, but I expect more from you. You a woman, a fellow black woman at that. Like, what type of time is you on? For some clout, child, bless your spirit. I'm going to pray for you today. And I'm with her because here's my thing. You giving all that, even if you felt all that, about Summer Walker, but you never reached out to her. You went on a public platform and on a podcast or some type of stream that you were doing or film that you were doing to decide to say that you feel like Summer Walker has been touched. Like, do you really, really care, or are you doing this for clout? Like, how dare you? Because you got a loud mouth and you come across abrasive and you just say stuff people are just supposed to take it as law. No, you don't get to just come out of your mouth and just say stuff like that. I don't know. To me, she rubs me the wrong way. I'm not really into her. She's weird to me. I think she's a little bit attention seeking. I don't know. I don't know what her motive was for that, but I didn't like that. Like, you don't know nothing about this girl to just go and assume that this girl has, you throw out an allegation like that. It's one thing to throw those allegations out, you know, between yourself. But she's like throwing out allegations. You just threw out an allegation on Common in regards to you. But don't project that energy on somebody else. Let somebody else throw out their own allegations. I don't need you to throw no allegations out on my behalf, girl. No. How dare you? And then to do it publicly like that. Come on now. That's weird. That's really, really weird. So, yeah, that was just my little judge on that with her. I'm not really into her. Now, let's get into this Bobby Valentino situation. Bobby Valentino was spotted kissing a trans woman. Now, this was exclusively broke maybe a couple of days ago, maybe 1 or 2 days ago, on the Neighborhood Talk. However, it has been since deleted. I reached out to him to verify if this was true tea, if this was false tea. He did let me know that this was true tea, but he was just getting a soup severely attacked. Okay. So, you know, a lot of the gays get mad when you talk about stuff like this or when you post some of the stuff like this. And a lot of the trans community and the trans allies, they get upset because they're just like, why are you exploiting this and why are you making a big deal out of it? I don't think that I'm exploiting it or making a big deal out of it. I think that we're having a conversation around it. Give me 1 second. I'm coming, y'all. I'm just getting something else.
Okay, yes, because that microphone was sending me. I don't know if y'all can hear me better now, but that microphone was sending me, so I don't want to use that one right now. All right, so let's get into it. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so here's the situation. A lot of the gays, they feel some type of way when you start talking about these issues and start talking about things like this. And for me, I'm just like, well, we got to talk about it because – at the end of the day, you know, in society, yes, trans women are women, and we respect them and love them as women, and I know I do. I definitely do, but a lot of people don't, and a lot of people don't see normalcy in it. So a lot of people, a trans topic is very, very intriguing. And when you have a man like Bobby Valentino, who is not living in his truth, in his full truth, he's always going to be subjected to being exposed. If Bobby Valentino wanted this to go away, if he did not want to be exposed, if people stop hiding it, then it wouldn't be such a big deal. So people are getting mad at me, like, stop, this is not news, and stop talking about this, like they as if this is normalized, or they want me to try to normalize it. However, people are going to talk about it, okay? People are going to talk about it because this man is not being honest with himself. Every time Bobby Valentino gets caught with a trans, somebody's going to talk about it until Bobby Valentino comes out and says he's into trans. Okay? Yes, he's been exposed back in 2017 with Rima Houston. And you remember, I did an interview on the situation with Randy Clark that was actually in the Darlington apartment with Rima Houston when Bobby Valentino was in there and she filmed him and he ran out. Some people clipped it up and put it on YouTube, but I do have a clip of the video for you here. And actually, I have some news for you. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, immediately after the show, I am going to upload the interview that I did back in 2017. So you guys can go back and rewatch that video. However, here is an ironic. So this is back in 2017, and then we're going to get to the new tea. I just want to show you. Okay, let's get to it. Let's get to it right here. Let's get to it right here. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. So you can get into that story over yonder. Yeah, that was years ago, girl. I done gained about 40 pounds since then. Chow, my God. But that was vintage. That was recording live days, okay? So you guys can go catch that. I'm going to post it immediately after if you guys want to watch it. Now, so I'm just showing you to show, yes, that back in 2017, he was dealing with trans. He's still dealing with trans. Now, here's the tea. Let's get to it. Let's see where the video with the trans now. Oh, not that. Hold on. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, here it is. Let's pull it up. Okay. So there's the trans woman. There's Bobby Valentino. And then this is the kiss. But he had on like a man. And he's walking her into his place. Now, this is an exclusive on the Neighborhood Talk, which means somebody sent this directly to the Neighborhood Talk. This wasn't a viral, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, YouTube done took my day. And this is the trend. Mind you, here's my thing that I don't really get with the situation. It's nothing wrong with being with a trans. It's nothing wrong with that. My whole thing is this, Bobby Valentino. What are you doing to get exposed? Now, because there's two things. This looks like it's the middle of the night. So paparazzi is just not, I mean, Grant, paparazzi is not beating down Bobby Valentino's door. Definitely not just sending it to the Neighborhood Talk. You know what I'm saying? And they're not beating down that girl's door. Yeah, she's a popular trans. She's been on some couple gay web series, and she's popular out there in Atlanta. She has a huge, she has a pretty big social media platform, which is beyond me. Why, even if you're going to be on the DL, why would you mess with a public figure person? Why would you even do that? Was just stupid. I wouldn't even be messing with a trans that's with a bunch of clout if I'm going to be secretive. And then, you know, but then that's here nor there, because I feel like this. Here's the thing. I feel like Bobby Valentino keeps getting exposed by a lot of these women because Bobby Valentino is not paying. Some, either he's not paying or some of them be wanting a little bit of attention. Now, it's not all the time. Yes, somebody could have just recorded it, but how are you going to know that that was a trans woman sitting right there and Bobby Valentino was going to come out and you knew to record that? To me, that was a setup. I don't give a damn. I'm just going to say it. Somebody wanted that film to get leaked out, and then they sent it over to the blogs. They wanted that tea to be out for whatever reason. That was a setup. Anyway, it was. But my thing is this. Bobby Valentino is going to learn one day. He's going to learn one day. He's going to learn one day. You can't keep playing with these women and not paying, because they will set your ass up and they will expose you. Now, luckily for you, the ultimate exposing happened 3 years ago, so nothing like that is going to happen. I mean, you know what I mean? No one's shocked anymore. However, just living your truth, because people are going to continue to date you, they're going to continue to entertain you, and they're going to continue to get a little bit of clout off of you from time to time. So, Bobby Valentino, the best thing that you should do is just go ahead and tell everybody that you like transgender females and move on. So then it will no longer be news, and no one can expose you for liking trans women. Just like what you like and admit that you like it. That's my thing. Because if you continue this route, you're going to continue being set up. Clearly, I mean, I don't know, but this feels set up to me. This is very, very awkward timing. And if somebody's just sitting in the car filming, waiting for you while she's standing there, girl, y'all can keep playing if y'all want to. I don't know it to be true. I don't know what's going on, but to me, this feels definitely set up. However, who cares? Because Bobby Valentino, you're the idiot. You continue putting yourself in these situations. Just come out the damn closet, stupid, because they're going to keep setting you up anyway, you idiot. Let's look one more time. I feel like it was set up. And then it was sent to the blog. Girl, please. Girl, please. Girl, please. The kiss was even set up. Girl, please. Girl, please. Y'all keep acting like this wasn't set up if y'all want to. And this was just, whoa, just either one. Why are you making a big deal out of this? And girl, please. I know how the girls are. He said he thinks that they both set, you think that they both set this up. Possibly, shit, I don't know. But somebody set it up. It could have been both. It could have been one. I just don't understand why. I mean, what clout would Bobby Valentino want off of being exposed for liking trans? Who cares? Really? I mean, it's like, who cares? But it's like, is that going to sell music? I don't want to get what clout that does. Does that put any, if anything, it gives the trans more attention. It gives her more clout, gives her more, gets people talking about her, you know? I don't know who she is. I think last time we heard about her, she was supposed to be dating Milan Christopher. But I don't follow her. I don't really care. And then she's on a couple of gay web series. But other than that, I don't really know much about her. And I don't care to. You know what I'm saying? She's not the celebrity to me. The celebrity, even though it's a D-list, it still is Bobby Valentino. And then it's just so intriguing that this man. Hold on. Uh-oh. That this man will not just admit that he likes transgenders. And this, it would make his life so much easier. People wouldn't be able to extort him. People wouldn't be able to expose him. People wouldn't be able to try to get money out of him. Especially if you, and I've heard through the grapevine, through a lot of close sources, that Bobby Valentino, a lot of the girls don't like Bobby Valentino because he's very, 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 very cheap. So they will use him and come up off of him and get a little, a couple of, you know, get a little attention off of him because he's an easy target. He sleeps with a lot of the girls. He's probably, he's what you would call necessarily, you'd call him a tranny chaser, honestly. You know what I'm saying? So the girls know Bobby Valentino. All the girls in Atlanta know Bobby Valentino. It's no secret that he's into, you know, transgenders. Everybody knows that. And at this point, we all know it. But the biggest piece is I've also heard that he doesn't like to pay. So that becomes a problem when you're not funding your play date. So when you're having a night of passion and you're not paying for that night of completion or passion or whatever, they start to feel away. And then you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 nights with no payment. Then you get exposed. This was a classy expose because neither her or him are talking about it. So she's making it seem like, you know, she has nothing to do with this. You know, the blogs are just caught it. Like somebody just knew who she was and they just knew it was Bobby, you know, and they were just there. You know what I mean? Everybody's planning like, you know, paparazzi caught us. Girl, I don't know who these people be thinking they be getting over on, but bitch, you're not going to fool me. We good? All right. So yeah, those are my thoughts on the situation. And so I want to take some calls from, I want to hear what you guys have to say about the situation. Do you feel like it was a setup? Do you feel like Bobby Valentino should just come out? And then what do you feel about Jaguar? And listen, we will not say that R word on here in regards to Summer Walker, or I will immediately hang up on you. Okay. All right, guys. So let me go to the phone lines and, take some calls. Okay. 215, last 4, 2165, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armando, you weren't saying my whole number, did you?
No, I okay. Don't say people.
I love
number.
You, I know, baby, I love you. I heard, I said, damn. Okay, I love you to death, Armando, I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. Everybody thinks I say the whole number, but I don't.
I'm like, I gagged. But you clocked everything I was about to say about Bobby Valentino. He's not paying the girls. He's running, he's running his own game, and the girls is clocking him. That did look like a setup, because how would a person know unless they knew ahead of time to record them in that kiss? So
right.
Bobby is, you know, he's going to keep getting tripped up, because it's something about DL men. And please allow me, I don't want to be offensive, but when it comes to DL men, they love the rush and they love the risk.
Yes.
That's
Ooh.
What does it. That's a part of their sex, is
Ooh,
the rush
and
the high risk.
Yes.
Yes. So they love – so he's going to get caught out there so many times because he's not going to pay. Just go get you a girlfriend and you know, do her right. And other celebrities do that. Let's keep it real. Like, they have their little, you know, T-girl on the side, and they make sure she's well taken care of because that you have to pay for secrets. But Bobby Valentino, men like, yeah, you have to pay for secrets. So, and the T-girls understand that. And the men who deal with them on a serious level understand that, too. Even when it's like a relationship, they still want their coin. That's why I love and appreciate about trans women. They're about a coin. They don't play games like the cis women. They're about their coin. So it's like he's going to keep getting caught up in these scandals. He's going to it's the risk. It's the rush. It's all of that. So, Bobby, we're going to keep hearing stories about Bobby. I don't think he don't seem like the type that will ever come out. That's a part of his sex, you know, the scandal.
Oh.
That's what he likes.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, that's a part of his whole setup. I'm like, you can't give her like 300, 200. Come on, you don't want to
be. Well, let me ask
you.
You already
know the girls is messy. Go ahead.
Why do you think so many people get upset when? Because this post was removed because a lot of people probably were dragging, you know, Kyle, and they were even starting to try to drag me. Like this is a taboo conversation. Like, we can't talk about this. But it's almost like. Y'all, a lot of the gay community, they don't want to talk about this shit. But then you can clearly look at this and see that damn near she staged this shit and sent it to the
bar. Yeah, she did.
But you don't want this to be out because it's taboo, because everybody wants, you know, transgenderness to be so normalized, which it can
they
be.
Wanted,
but the girls can't
okay.
be staging stuff. Like
they
like,
want it out, but on their terms.
Right.
The T-girls want to expose stuff, but only on their terms, like they didn't get their coin. Now it's acceptable, you see? But
right.
they can't, it's like that now they didn't get their coin or someone did them wrong or didn't do them. They do it with Young Buck all the time, right?
Yes.
Didn't he get cornered several times and stuff like that? So they wanted to expose it, but on their terms. But so
right.
therefore they make it a scandal themselves, but then turn around and say, oh, we're just regular women. So why are you exposing it? Why are you calling his wife? Why are you exposing this and exposing that? It's like hypocrisy. It is hypocrisy. If you're just like, if it's nothing, it's not a big deal, then why do you guys expose it yourselves if it's not a big deal once something doesn't go your way?
Mm-hmm. Now, you also have the cis women in their feelings because you said that the transgender are more about their coins than cisgender.
Oh, they are. Just to let,
yes.
Okay, well, cisgender women, when it comes to like sex workers and stuff, the T-girls make about four times the amount of the regular women. I'm sorry that, but the chick with the something extra, you know, they're doing well. America's top selling porn is transsexual porn.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, so it's just did I say that?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
hold
it's
on.
Like,
yeah. Let me take this. Hold on. Because you're going too far. Don't hang up. Let me take this caller 7931. Don't hang up because I think she's wanting to respond. Okay, 7931.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. How are you?
I'm good. I just been working. That's all, you know, in my bag or whatever.
Yes.
But I really wanted to talk about the Summer Walker Jaguar situation. That
okay.
is weird as hell. I
have
associates that have been touched or messed with, and I couldn't see it in their eyes. I'm confused. Like, I know some people are like empaths and stuff, but how can you see that somebody been touched in their eyes? I mean, that part blew me. It really took me out. That didn't make no sense to me. The next part is, if I was Summer Walker, I would have played that totally differently. I would have been like, girl, let's have an interview. Let's sit down. And when I got there, I probably would have whooped her ass.
Okay.
Because who the fuck is she sitting up? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why are you making things up like that? Why?
Right. Why would you get on there and just dispute that kind of allegation and that kind of energy on a public platform for the world to see?
Exactly. And I'm like, and I have never said anything about that. I don't have a single song that hints towards that. I ain't never said nothing about it. Talking about, yes, she got anxiety. She been touched. That girl been saying she had anxiety since her music was only on SoundCloud. Like, nothing you're saying makes sense. The other part is, this woman on the phone, she sound dumb. This girl said, first she said the trans women are more in her bag. Then she said the reason she said it is because that they porn make more money. Girl, that's not, that don't equal in your bag. That equal that your, that's like white women that make more money than black women at the same job. That's what that is. That's not equaling in your bag. I'm confused on what you trying to say. You sound stupid as hell. You sound
okay,
stupid.
So let me let her, okay, so let's let her respond to that. Can did you want to? She made a good point. She said that it's just different strokes for different folks. Caller, like white women and black women working the same job but getting different pay. It just kind of is what it is. What did you want to respond to her?
I guess it's you know, they're more about their bag. They're more about, you know, they know what they want. They know how the lifestyles that they want. If they have a better understanding, I think they do it better. They do it better. They have the, you know, they're not ending up like many of you.
Okay. Wow.
What are you, lady? You sound dumb as hell.
Women like yourself, they don't end up like you.
What am I? I'm a six-figure bitch. What are you talking about?
I can't tell. I can't tell, ma'am.
You can't tell because you can't see me. You don't
I can't tell that you don't sound
you
six
either.
Figures.
You
don't.
Bitch.
So what standards
stupid.
Do you,
you
what standards
you
do you have? What standards do you when you're with a man?
What
hold
have,
on, can
bitch,
I please talk?
Okay, okay, come on, okay, okay.
So I just want to say this.
Hold on, let's just mute everybody. Okay, we're gonna mute everybody. Okay, let's mute everybody. Wow. Okay, we're going to bring that back, okay? We're going to let one person talk at a time, then we're going to wrap this, okay? We cannot talk over one another because we will not get the point. No one can hear. No one can hear anybody. So I'm going to have to facilitate. Okay. Shadira, go ahead, 7931.
I said what I had to say already. She sounds stupid, and none of her points are going to make sense. She's just going to keep on saying, oh, they're more in their bag. I just think they're more in their bag. You just sound stupid. And how can you hear how much money somebody done made on the phone? You don't know what I do. I could be a prostitute. I could have an OnlyFans. Like, I could do anything.
It's the hearing and the seeing, people, for you, huh? it's the hearing and the seeing and the eyes for you.
I'm walking out touching her eyes. You can't. You hear? I didn't make that much money, girl. Let's get off the phone and say what I have to say. These hoes are retarded. I'm sorry for all my bad words out here, but I can't stand a dummy. I love you,
okay.
Armand. Talk to
you. I love you too. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Let's take another call. I believe the other caller out of here. Okay, 3838, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hello. So first I want to say I'm just a recent subscriber.
Okay.
I'm new of you, but I'm now more into your work because obviously you have some good things to talk about. The most funny thing was the mice in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's more context. I'm at work, so I'm a direct support professional. I'm not going to say where, but because I have downtime on my break, so it was kind of weird how you went live right on my break. So,
okay, great.
So before I want to just share my opinions on the trans issue, I just want to make some comments in regards to some of the comment sections. A lot of people were referring to, like, trans people as trans, like, as a noun, when it's an adjective. So, you know, if we're going to be again, I'm a gay man. I do drag as well. So the reason why I'm kind of, like, sticking up in comments is because I do work with the girls, you know.
Okay.
And they correct me. And so I just let in the comment section know that, you know, trans women are still women. So when people are saying that, like, oh, well, we already knew Bobby Valentino was gay, it's like, no, they're women. If he was gay, he would be going with men. He's going with a woman. Just because she got a penis, don't mean, I know a lot of beautiful women with ginormous penises, okay? That don't mean shit. Oh, sorry, no cursing. Apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what I wanted to comment. So, yeah, for the first caller, I wrote down some notes because, again, I have the time. So the comment about putting about trans women getting about their coin. So that's, to me, that's problematic because most trans women only about their coin because, unfortunately, most trans women aren't allowed or discriminated against to get, you know, day-to-day jobs that we, you know, cisgender people get on a regular basis. So as a result, some are push into sex work, and it has to be about the money. So, like, I'm not – I just want to be cautious that we're not praising trans women about being about the money, because, like, we got to understand what put them in that situation. Because I know sister and a woman who about their money, too. I mean, Cash Doll, you know, Cardi B, you know, it doesn't matter if you're cis or trans. It's women about their money regardless. But when you try to, like, put women against each other by saying that, oh, you know, she's more about her money, is no, maybe her desire for it or her need might be more scarce, because unfortunately she can't work a 9-to-5 because, you know, her boss or her company's transphobic. That's one point. The other thing about exposure, just because trans people are the most popular porn and does not mean they're making money. That's called fetishization. Now, this is besides my little college degree. I'm just explaining that, you know, fetishization doesn't affect anyone black or anyone that's being fetishized positively. I mean, it's popular porn, black big BBC is the most popular porn, but yet we still got black men being killed. You know what I mean? So just because you're the most desired doesn't mean you will be the most respected. If anything, you're the most disrespected, because you're no longer being viewed as a person. You're being viewed as a sexual object. Your humanity is being removed from you. Also, the other comment for the rush for sex, that also validates the violence towards trans women. I don't think it's a rush for these DL men to get these women. If that was the case, then why are they killing them? It's not the rush. It's the fact that society and their concern, these DL men are concerned what people think, their homeboys think. So as a result, again, because they don't think of trans women as people or women at all, because they remove their humanity, they think their lives are less valuable. So that's why they're easy for them to kill them. So the thing is...
Okay, so
like,
let me ask you a question.
Sorry.
Because I like what you said. No. I like what you said. However, in regards to Bobby Valentino, why do you think that he continues to be exposed?
He wants his cake and what's the phrase? He wants to get his cake and eat it too. Like you said, he is on a D list, and I'm 25, so I only heard of him about that slow down, and I only heard about him in like middle school. So he doesn't have that much clout, in my opinion. I've never seen it, but however, he has enough, unfortunately, because he is a come up. If you are a trans girl, not even necessarily a sex worker, but you're a trans girl, like in this situation, I don't know the young lady, but you know, this is still a cute look. Like you said, I agree, it's a setup. It's a cute look for her because, oh girl, you know, maybe she's going to talk to some reality TV show and they said, well, we need some more attraction to, you know, make the producers be interested. So let's now, you know, if this happens, now she's, you know, the girl who is allegedly seen with Bobby Valentino, which is weird because it's like, what kind of cut are you going to get off of that girl? Like, what? But the thing is like, that's how things are set up. Because I think she probably realized, she probably is about her money. She's like, you know what? I'm probably not going to get no coin, but you know what? I'm going to get my coin or half of what I actually deserve. I'm going to get it. But I'm going to, you know, have my own
girl. But now, even,
but with that,
this is why trans women keep getting set back. This is why they will always be fetishized or considered not normal. Because like the caller did say, I have to agree with her. They want the exposing is good when it's on their terms. Okay, now there's something in it for you to expose this man. So now you'll expose him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
so
saying? Because there's a bigger benefit.
Yeah, no, I get
or
that.
You're frustrated.
But my only rebuttal is, again, we have cis women do that all the time. They just do it different ways. We have cis women like the Kardashians. They expose them or get the guys by getting them pregnant. Like, ha, ha, ha. Not only did I, like, what was it? I'm French Montana and what was Courtney? We know he was with Trina, but now he's with, not Courtney, Khloe. And Khloe's got the nerve to, like, try to shame Jordan Woods, but Khloe took Trina's man, and then Khloe took a man who was already with a girl who was in the middle of being pregnant. So I'm not trying to say they're both good, but what I'm saying is you got to be mindful of that. We can't necessarily put women against each other because there's other ways people get clout. But my other thing is just because one trans woman does one thing doesn't mean that speaks for all. You see what I mean? Like, people judge Cardi B because she used to, you know, drug the guys and take their money when they're drunk. You know, unfortunately, people got their own way of getting their coin. That doesn't mean that represents everybody. I agree. It affects everyone back. I think it affects women back overall because regardless of transness, a lot of women are treated like second class citizens. You know what I mean? And then if we break it down to skin tone and class and level of education, a lot of women are treated like second class citizens. But we got to, you know, I agree. Specifically speaking on the subject, yes. I guess what you could say is sets trans women back a while, but at the same time, we got women, sisters and women doing this all the time. You know, girls, who was that one girl who was cheating on Tristan with Khloe when they were going to that?
I don't know, but
like,
wrap it up. We got a long list of cues, but you speaking
that's
facts.
It.
You
that's
speaking
it.
Facts. So what's
Thank
your end-all, be-all? Your final wrap-up, go.
Oh, Trans women are women. This is not about clout. It is for clout. She probably got some business or reality TV coming up, but she probably was bored. But let's not fetishize trans women and say they're doing this for, like, their coin is more important, because, again, we're validating violence and the fetishization of trans women. Boom.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Boo. Thanks for calling in. Okay, have a great day at work. Okay, let's take another call because, you know, I got places to go. All right. 2755, you're live on the air.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so Jaguar. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I just feel like there's a time and place for everything. And if something was going on, you should have said that when it was going on. You know what I mean? If something happened to you, it's uncomfortable or whatever the case may be, I understand you want your coins, you got to get this bag, all of that, blah, blah, blah. But if something, what, that shows the, you're trash because you didn't speak up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? When that was happening to you, you was willing to go through whatever you was going through, as long as it came to money and everything else, you were straight. But now, mm-hmm. what, years later, you want to bring it up and say something? No, that makes you look fraud. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You wouldn't need to speak up for yourself, to let alone be like, oh, well, you look like you've been touched with stuff. I know some girls that look like they just have that resting, you know, B-word face. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that they were
mm-hmm.
touched. You know what I mean? And as far as Bobby Valentino, like, he needs to slow down, okay? Whatever. He needs to slow down. Because my thing is that he did grow up in Mississippi, you know what I'm saying, where you couldn't even be black, let alone be black and gay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Going on or going off, stuff like that. So I understand maybe he don't want to come out because maybe his mom was religious. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how us black parents are, you tell me, oh, the blood of Jesus, you can't do this and you can't do that. Oh, that's the sin. Your grandma comes slapping across your forehead. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So maybe that's what's going on with him. But at the same time, if he don't want to come out, then, oh, well, that's on him. Maybe let him do it on his own time, because when you're forced out the closet, that's when it becomes an issue. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go through a lot of problems and stuff like that being forced out. But, I mean, it is what it is. And like the other caller said, you know, trans women are women. I understand you. I get it totally. But at the same time, where people, it depends on where people are from or where they come from. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't look at it that way, especially their family. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if their family is worried about, oh, I don't want to tell my mom that I'm this and this and that because my mom is this way or she's not that expensive. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, thank you, caller. Thank
you.
I love you, too. Thanks for watching, and thanks for calling in. Bye. All right, so we got a couple of more, guys. We got a couple more. If you guys just have to get on, you can super chat your way to the top. We're probably going to end a little bit early because I got things to do. But I just wanted to give you guys some content today. We'll be back on Sunday, on Monday with some more content. Tuesday is Tarot Tuesdays. If you guys haven't watched my story time, let me know if you guys like the story time video. I'm trying to see if we're going to incorporate that into this channel. Also, I will put the exclusive interview I did regarding Bobby Valentino in 2015. I'm going to upload that or make it public right after this video if you guys are interested in watching that. It's an hour video. If you guys haven't seen it, I'll put it. It's going to be on my page, and I'll pin it in the comments. And if you haven't done so, this is a great time to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Okay, go ahead and please subscribe to the channel right now if you haven't done so. All right. 4863, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit, it's me.
Yes, what's going on, baby? What's going on? How are you?
Getting here. I'm about what?
Huh?
Oh, shit. So, my thing is with Bobby Bollocks, you know, just say your shit and stand in your shit, honey. What you hiding for? And that other lady, she didn't have to tell Summer Walker a story. That's all I had to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We'll take this private caller. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Okay, so first I want to talk about Jaguar. I think she's
okay.
trash for trying to tell somebody's story. I think she's trash for trying to speak on Summer Walker, not knowing Summer Walker, and trying to put an image out there, you know, to put out there to the world to make people think, okay, this is the reason why Summer Walker is an introvert or don't want to interact with people. I think that was wrong. I thought that was trash for her. I think she's trash for trying to bring up a whole bunch of stuff that happened way back in the gap, like one of your other callers stated, when she was actively involved and on the scene, she didn't have an issue. She was getting her money. She was getting her coin. Now she wants to go and bring up things from the past. And I just think that's just kind of whack. As far as it with her, I'm glad Summer said something and she spoke on it. And I just think that, you know, just for her being, you know, who she is and, you know, the elder, she should just be a little bit more mindful and more respectful opposed to trying to draw negative traction to Summer Walker, because she may or may have not dealt with that, or she may have dealt with something similar but is not ready to speak on it. So it's not for anybody to speak on her story.
Right.
As far as for Bobby Light.
Bobby
Valentino. Bobby Valentino has gotten caught up a few different times. But I'm kind of like in between on this, because I feel like there are cases where these download guys, they know that, you know, these people are trans. And then there's cases where they don't know that these people are trans. And these trans are using things to kind of trap the so-called straight guy and putting them in awkward positions. You get what I'm saying? And so, like one of your callers was stating, is like, how are trans expecting to be respected when they're playing the game how they're playing the game? Because for the most part, a lot of them do not admit that they're trans because they want to attract the so-called straight man. And then by the time they have attracted that straight man is when they decide to want to come out or say something, because a lot of them are not living in their truth. So,
well,
I think
that this particular trans is definitely living in her truth, and I'll say for the Bobby, while I agree with you, and I agree, just with the Bobby Valentino piece, he knows that these are trans. He knows.
Right. I'm not
he
saying
knows.
Him. I'm just saying that there's. I'm not just talking about him. I'm saying that there's cases where sometimes these guys don't know. You know, you know, like one of your callers stated is that, okay, if as a trans you want to be respected as a woman trying to out a man, so then that means we can't consider you as a woman because you're trying to out this man that's supposed to be straight as a down low man. So meaning that you're owning that you really are a man because you're trying to out this person for being attracted to a trans woman. So you can't have it both ways. You either want to be a woman, or you want to be a man with emulating a woman. You get what I'm saying? Like, you want to have the features of a woman. You want to have the breasts. You want to have the booty. You want to have all of that. You got what you got going on in between your legs, and it's fine and dandy till you want to expose somebody for, you know, liking you, kissing you, sleeping with you, or whatever the case may be. So really it's like, what do you want to be? So for one of your callers that was saying that trans women is women, trans women are not women. Trans women are men that transformed to emulate a woman, because the majority of them still have their male counterparts.
Trans women are women. They're transgender women. They're just they're not females.
Yes, No. What your caller stated was that they are women, period, minus the trans. They're trans women, meaning that they transformed from a man to a woman, to emulate a woman, okay? Men makeup is not the same as a woman. Certain things that men deal with in life as they get older, women do not deal with. Our organs are not the same. Our body structure is not the same. Our features are not the same. A man could never be a woman, just like a woman could never fully be a man. Yes, we can embrace certain aspects of a man, just like a man can embrace certain aspects of a woman. However, biologically, you would never be able to fully transform to a woman or to a man. So let's just be very clear. It don't have nothing to do about having children.
They will never be transgenders, period. Will never be females. But they can be transgendered women.
They are transgender women because that's what they are emulating.
But they're not females.
To emulate a meaning biologically, it doesn't have anything to do with having kids. The makeup, women can get cervical cancer, just certain things. Women have cysts on their ovaries, just certain things that women deal with that men don't. And there's certain things that men deal with biologically because of their makeup that women don't. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying, but I think there are different types of women. I think there are different types of women, okay? But I get what you're saying. You're trying to say they will never be cisgender biological women, females. No, they're not. That's why they're called transgender.
Exactly.
But they're not called biological or cisgender.
But
they're not called that.
I was addressing one of your callers that was just stating take trans off. They're just women, and they're not women. They have transformed, meaning that their outer appearance appears to be a woman. But biologically, their makeup, they are not a woman.
Okay.
Scientists can't go inside and just restructure, reorganize their organs and take from this and do all this other type of stuff. Did you even see, like, they're trying to do a study right now to have trans women be able to be able to carry a baby. And you know what they have to do? They would have to cut off their private, create a canal. Okay, there's a lot of surgery that they would have to go through, and they have to create a canal, create a womb, take a womb to be able to insert that into a man for a man to be able to carry a baby. What I'm stating is just the makeup biologically is not the same.
Yes.
They can never be women. The doctors is not going to treat them as a woman if they go to the doctor for a certain situation. They can never be women. They can walk around looking like women. They can emulate women. They can even want to be addressed as women. They will never be women.
Right. Right.
So that's all I
know. No, I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
You have a nice
day. They said next caller.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. Let me take this one. Last four, 9769.
Hello. Is this Armando Wiggins?
Yes.
This is Stacey Galore, the Grand Whore. I am a trans woman. How are you, sir?
Hi, Stacey Galore, the Grand Whore. I don't know who that is.
Yes, I just wanted to lay the last caller out to rest, but she got off the line too fast when she said that trans women are not women. Trans women
are. Okay,
talk
about
it. Yes, we are women. Like you said, we will never be cis females. That's the correct terminology. So your last caller probably needs to do a little bit more research before she calls into Armand Wiggins. You know?
Yes, trans women are women. They are transgendered women.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So what do you think about this Bobby Valentino situation? I'm sure you've heard the stories of Bobby Valentino. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, it's a well-known thing that Mr. Bobby V has been dealing with us girls, especially in the Atlanta area, for several years now.
Yeah,
we have actual video and still proof, you know. Of course, I'm the type of girl that he can't afford. Look me up, StacyGalore.com. But anywho, yes. But anywho, I think it's definitely factual, you know. I wouldn't put it past him to kiss any type of trans woman. He probably needs to slow down a bit, though.
Do you think that he was set up with this footage?
Oh, I haven't seen the footage. Is it a link anywhere? I can go and look.
No, I'll play the footage for you right now. Just look at your screen.
Okay, yeah, and can you, I don't know what your Cash App is, Armand. Can you tell me your Cash App? Because I wanted to send in a donation, too.
Yes, it's $ at Armand Arisa. I'll put it on the screen. Okay, I'll put it on the screen right now, too. Okay, hold on.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, so I'm going to play this for you. Boom. And then we're going to also, and they're very big. Okay. So that is Bobby Valentino. Are you seeing that, Stacey?
Yes, I am seeing it. Yes. Was he boxing or something? Oh,
I don't
my.
Know.
So,
I didn't see your
Cash
App. Did you put it on the screen?
Yeah, it's on the screen.
Oh,
it's
right
there.
There. I see it.
Yes, it's there, baby. The Cash App is never far. But, yeah, so I think that he was a little bit of set up, but I'm glad you came and spoke your piece in regards to transgender being women. Do you feel like you go through that a lot, that you have to justify your womanhood?
Well, no, I don't, because if anyone Googles me at all, they'll see that my lower parts are out, so there's no mistake of what I am, you know. So I don't hide it at all. Right. So, and then, like I said earlier, there's a certain type of level of guy that's going to deal with me first. And that type of guy knows exactly what he wants. And he wants the itty bitties at the tops and the big O at the bottom.
Okay. Tits at the top and at the bottom. Period. Pool. Thank you. Thank you, Stacey.
I'm sending you a Cash App right now.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a nice one. Goodbye.
You too. Bye. All right. So we'll end it right there with the tits at the top and at the bottom. Yes.